Monday morning, we check in with Captain Steve Kellums from the Bloomington Police Department. Do you have your slicker on this morning?
I had to put it on because it's raining so hard.
That's right.
The dog looked at me funny when I had to take him out this morning.
You want me to go where? To do
exactly.
What? Now, the dogbrella hasn't been invented yet, but you and I could find some free time. We could probably put this thing. If they can find, you put the cone over, right? When they don't, you want them to bite anything, we could find the dogbrella and retire early.
That should be easy enough.
Oh,
yeah.
Exactly. Two smart guys like us figuring all that out. Steve joins us every other Monday. We get caught up on what's happening with the city of Bloomington's police department. And after that forecast I just gave you, how do things on Little 5 Week, does that change as opposed to the weather maybe we had on Saturday and Sunday of last week? Now we know we're not going to get that, but warmer temperatures obviously makes things a little bit more interesting, I would guess.
Well, it doesn't change our preparation any, but it definitely changes our expectations because we've had, when it's early in the month like it is this year, a lot of times the weather will really cause it to be quiet. But with the weather forecast, it looks like things might be fun.
It looks like it's going to be really fun, but the one issue I would, not issue, the one angle to look at is, it seems like, and tell me if I'm wrong, please, it seems like when the weather is nicer, people are more dispersed, as opposed to if the weather is not too hot, they crowd in certain areas and pack into places. Is that an accurate description?
It's not wrong, but at the same time,
it's not
that
right.
Movement back and forth. Yeah, you know, it falls right in the middle because while we don't necessarily have the huge parties, we have that bouncing, that mobile party. So it keeps us moving a lot more foot traffic, and then you start getting those area parties, those outdoor parties that get really loud.
The block parties
in the neighborhoods, and those are things which will end up giving us a lot. We'll have to pay a lot of attention to. They'll cause us problems, but we're used to it, and we expect it, and we try to hit that pretty early. We'll start this week by reminding everybody about the quiet nights, reminding everybody to be good neighbors, and we'll see how that carries over into the weekend.
You know, part of me that wants to relive my glory days of my youth would ask, and people that live in this town know Little Fives here. It's the greatest college weekend for a reason, and if there's you can have one out of 52 weekends where it can be a little noisy, can't you? Let's let everybody have a little bit of fun. You know it's coming. It's not a surprise. It's not hidden away. I just hope everybody uses a little bit of common sense. The nighttime temperatures are a little cool. That's fine, but with no rain. When it rains, everybody gets pushed inside, right? And then there's not that party hopping you're referring to, or the block party or section parties or whatever else you want to call it.
It puts them inside. It quiets them down a little bit, puts some walls around them, and keeps them confined a little bit. But at the same time, I remember many years ago when I was working bike patrol, Little Five, and we were riding the bikes all day long. It was fairly nice, but the moment the sun went down, the tornado warning started coming in, and the city just turned into a ghost town. So we were actually a little happy about that one because it quieted down for us. But again, it looks like this is going to be such great weather that we'll probably be busy all night long.
And we need to remind people who aren't involved with Little 500 that there are going to be extra people out, and not all of them are going to pay attention to things like walk and don't walk in one way and other things like that. So as a public service announcement, we need to make sure the patrons of Bloomington also are aware of their surroundings, just not the revelers.
You have a lot of guests in town, so you know a lot of the businesses are really happy about the weekend. You know, there's a lot of people that come visit. It's a great time to showcase Bloomington, get national attention and all that. But at the same time, you know, not only do the people that live here have to recognize, you know, what's going on, but the visitors also. We kind of want them to be good visitors and enjoy their time here, but at the same time recognize the people live here every day too.
Yeah, and again, people that are going to get singled out on this weekend really are going to stick out from the crowd.
Oh yeah, they'll
separate themselves.
We don't have enough people to arrest everybody, and we don't want to. We want to let people have fun. We end up arresting those people that force us to.
Exactly right. People that are posing a threat to themselves or others. That's not the way to do it. And remember, when the races are going on and the concerts going on, and people are going to be walking in the streets, they're going to be walking everywhere. They're just going to be people everywhere. So even those who aren't participating need to pay attention because they'll be jumping off the sidewalks. They'll be running in the streets. It's just, that's part of the deal, isn't it?
Oh yeah, they'll be all over the place. And downtown will be busy, and the north side of town will be very busy. And the predominantly student areas will have lots of visitors and lots of people walking around. And if you're driving in those areas, again, like you said, be careful because you need to pay attention for them. Yeah, they should pay attention for themselves, but they don't. And again, we want everybody to be safe, and we don't mind them having a good time as long as they're safe. And again, trying to be good neighbors too.
And those people that choose not to play by the rules or choose not to be safe, that will be lining up around 7th and College about what time? About 8 o'clock on Sunday morning.
Sunday morning court. So it's becoming a tradition.
It is, unlike any other. It's like the Masters of Bloomington. It's the second Sunday in April, and they're lined up ready to go. But again, public safety, that's got to be the key this week. Everybody help out everybody else. Steve Kellums is our guest from the Bloomington Police Department. Again, your plan doesn't change, and you've been through this enough times where it's, you know where the hot spots are, and you know there's always going to be there's always going to be someone that tries their perhaps their luck. Maybe that's not the right word, but we wish you the best of luck here on the weekend. Now, we've seen online, as we're Facebook friends, you guys do a great job of putting stuff on your Facebook page where you ask the community for help. How is that working out? Are you getting the response you thought you would?
Actually, we're getting a response far above what we thought we would. You know, social media was a big push for us this year, and we were really trying to do more and reach out to the community more. And as we were talking about things we wanted to do and saw what some other people did, we decided that all those little videos that come in that aren't very good, they're not high quality, we don't really have a good way of identifying the people, no one in-house seems to know who they are, we thought, why don't we throw them out there and see if somebody recognizes it? And with the first one I remember pushing out, we had 11 phone calls in 5 minutes, had them identified.
What?
So after that, it's a great way. Yeah, it works. So you and we get a lot of those private. Of course, we encourage people to do private messaging and to call us. You know, we just put on there to ask for the specific detective so that they can get the case solved and not necessarily post it all in the comments section, although we get that too. You know, trying to get us that information, it really works, and we've been really happy with it.
And it's fantastic that you can have people in the community help. And again, you don't have $1 million a day to have manpower on this and in the technology perhaps that you need, but having the community help out, wow, what a great deal that is. So follow the Bloomington Police Department on Facebook. You can check it out and, again, help them out there. Now, new project coming up. Is it through the transparency of the new mayor's office? You've got new demographic stats and things we should be looking at. Tell me more about that.
Well, it all comes off of the President's Task Force on the 21st Century Policing document, and it was a pretty interesting document that listed some things that they really thought police should be doing to better engage the community, and it's something we've been actually looking at for several months and reviewing and reading through. And, you know, the fun thing about it is we were doing, I think there's 59 things in that document, and we were probably doing 56 of them already. So we were well on our way to being where we wanted to be. And with the Mayor Hamilton coming in, looking at those transparency goals and adding some demographics to what we were doing and posting them, making them available to people, we had already started to push that out. We've done analytics for a long time and have found it to be incredibly useful to us. Brittany Evans is our crime analyst. She does a fantastic job of putting information together, and so we're just kind of now taking that and sharing that. The task force asked for three categories to be posted. We're going to do 10 and post a ton of information. You should be seeing that coming out over the next several months as we start putting that information together and sharing it, not only on the national level, but anybody local should be able to go online to the Bloomington's Be Clear site, find that information there, and we'll also push that information up to the federal level. And again, it's something we've been doing for a long time and been maintaining, so it's not a big change for us or what we're doing, but it is kind of sharing it, and that's something that we've been trying to do a lot more of lately.
And why do you feel this is so important? Why do you think this has been the national call out, so to speak, to make sure everybody's on the same page?
Well, one of the big things that I think we've seen nationally is that bunker mentality with law enforcement. As crime goes up and as violent crime goes up, lack of community engagement. And one of the big pushes, what we've been trying to do is get back to that. Our DRO program, our NRO program that are getting out in the communities have been really successful for us. So the Teen Academy, the Explorer program, all that community engagement we've been trying to do has really worked well for us. And this is that next evolutionary step in that, I think. And so what they're trying to do is let everybody else, you know, all the other police departments in the nation, kind of get all of them on the same page with engaging the community and being partners with the community, as opposed to being people that just come in and do a job every day. And we've never looked at it like that here. So, again, this is just something we've been doing, and now we're doing more of it and reaching out to the community. And I think that's why they're pushing it through this 21st century policing.
Captain Steve Kellums is our guest this morning. He checks in from the Bloomington Police Department every other Monday morning. What else is on the radar that we need to pay attention to? We know the weather is going to get nicer. We know that the campus area of Bloomington is going to empty out with summer, quote-unquote, just, 6 weeks away? What's next for you guys to get us involved? Is there anything going on? Police Academy stuff, summer camps? I know we talked a little bit about that the first time we got together.
Got a lot of stuff going on with the summer camps. Teen Academy is going to be happening this summer. The Explore program just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and that's so much fun. We've got a coffee with a cop this Thursday.
Perfect.
So go to our Facebook page, look it up. We're actually partnering with IU, and we're going to do one over on IU campus. So that should be, I think, Show Walter Fountain on Thursday is going to be in the afternoon.
Let me get you your forecast for that really quick.
Yeah.
That's going to be 68 and sunshine, no chance of rain.
What a perfect time to come out and have some coffee with the officers. Not only us, but IU's going to be there as well, too.
A joint effort, and that's not going to be the only joint effort of the week. You guys might need that cup of coffee by Thursday afternoon. We wish you the best, and we hope it is a boring, boring weekend. We can hope for that, can't we?
We can hope for that, yeah.
So the bike race on Friday afternoon, you've got the spring football game follows that, a concert at Memorial Stadium following that, obviously the men's race on Saturday. Am I leaving anything out? Are there any other big events that are going to sneak in this weekend?
I think you hit the big ones there, the ones we're worried about, yeah.
And everybody else, the people are out and about, and again, the Quiet Nights program will start, folks. There are some of you, I understand, that think that's the greatest policy ever, and you're probably right, so you'll have it all busy. And send all your cards and letters, Captain Steve Kellums at the Bloomington Police Department. Hey, we appreciate your time as always. We hope you had a great weekend, and we hope you have a better one this weekend.
Thanks, Glass.